off the channel if you want to watch what we expect and what we expected coming in. Two pretty competitive games, and we got it in the girls' game with the Redhawks winning, holding on late, 48-41. Now, Paige, we get ready for the boys' game tonight. Real quick, before we get to the starting lineups, again, this is a we'll start with Hiawatha. Again, a team that's 2-5, but a few plays here and there. They have been in some very close games against some really good teams, and, you know, they sit here at 2-5, but just a few plays here and there, and they could be sitting, who knows, 3, 4, 5 wins. But, again, you just got to get by and get back to it, and they can hope to get a road win here tonight.
They only have one loss on the season that wasn't by single digits, and that was at Silver Lake. That has been their worst loss of the season for Hiawatha. Other than that, all the losses have been close throughout at Troy, Sabetha, Holton, and so all of those games we definitely could have won, and, you know, all the boys are kind of beating themselves up about that, but they're ready to come out the second half of the season. They started out the second half of the season with a win. They're able to continue that streak here, and these two schools, well, they have history, and it's supposed to be a really good fun game, and all the guys have been talking about it at school, and they're ready to get the show on the road.
Get you tonight's starting lineups. We'll start with the road team per usual for Hiawatha. First-year head coach Brady Jasper, of course, very familiar with this program top to bottom. Cameron Boswell, 6'1 senior at 10 points per game. Ethan Morton, a 5'11 junior at 12.3 points per game. Michael Jensen's a 5'10 junior, averaging just north of 11 a game. Braylon Stephen Morgan, a 6'4 sophomore, 8 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. And Lane Kessler, big body down low, 6'4 junior at 7 points and 7 rebounds per game. So again, for the Redhawks and head coach Brady Jasper, 2-5 and 1-2 in league play. Boswell, Morton, Jensen, Stephen Morgan, and Kessler. For Jeff West and head coach Joe Smith, with a record of 3-4 overall, they have lost 3 consecutive games since a 3-1 start to their season. Jason Payne, a junior, averaging 6 points and 6 rebounds a contest. Tucker Holthaus, a veteran senior, at 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. Connor Rich in the backcourt, a senior guard, 6 points, 3 rebounds a game. Kyle Herman is a senior, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Daniel Brown, the senior and leading scorer for this Tigers team at 13 points, a couple of rebounds per game as well. So, again, for head coach Joe Smith and the Tigers, it is Payne, Holthaus, Rich, Herman, and Brown. These two teams playing 3 times a year ago, just like the girls, and it was a 1-2 season a year ago for Jeff West. So, again, they lost by 2 points in the game at Hiawatha, 45-43. They won the game here at Jeff West 50-47, and then the first round of Substate, Hiawatha took it 57-55. So again, you look, a 2-point game, a 3-point game, and then a 2-point game. So you're talking 3 matchups between these two last year that were decided by a total of 7 points. So kind of expecting it to be roughly the same here in this one tonight. So again, thanks for tuning in with us. Hiawatha girls victorious in game 1, 48-41. The tip-off is controlled by Jeff West from right to left. And here we go, game number 2 of our doubleheader here tonight on KNZA and the Hiawatha Channel. Pass at midcourt, tipped away, early turnover, shot up and good. How about that individual effort for Michael Jensen to give the Redhawks an early 2-0 lead. Here is Holthaus with the basketball. Second offensive possession here for the Tigers. An early 2-0 hole and a foul on Jensen, hounding the ball carrier and Rich on the wing. And Jensen will pick up the first foul of the game after he got the first bucket of the game just a moment ago. A Jeff West offense averaging 50 points per game. A Redhawks defense allowing 57 points per game. 2-0 start for the Redhawks, 30 seconds into this game. Here's a skip pass, Holthaus, the lefty for 3. It's too high off the heel and tipped out of bounds far side of the floor, and it goes back to the Redhawks. A Redhawks offense averaging 55 points per game. A Jeff West defense that surrenders 54 points per game. Here is Morton working it up the floor near side. Lazy pass tipped and taken away. A turnover by the Redhawks. They skip it far side. Brown thought about it, steps into a jump shot. It is short. Rebound for Hiawatha. The big body Lane Kessler pulling that one down. And the Redhawks move it with Boswell left to right. A minute into the game, 2-0 Redhawks. Boswell left side pass to Morton on the wing. Man-to-man defense. He's guarded by Brown. Brown's got a sweet mid-range game. Morton, a steady, strong guard with the ball in his hands. And he hands it off to Boswell here, high right, guarded by Holthaus. Good crowd, good crew on hand here tonight. Game number 2 of our double dip on KNZA. Red Hawks the 2-0 advantage. Steven Morgan's pass tip saved underneath by Jensen. Little up and under move, short, and off the miss. A rebound for Jason Payne and Jeff West. Skips it up. Holthaus too easy at the rim, and we're tied at 2. Nice play up the floor. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter, 2-2 tie. Here's Morton, a baseline drive, stepping back, skips it. Jensen, ball fakes by Brown, gets all the way underneath, draws the foul. He'll shoot 2. Good start, good couple minutes here for Michael Jensen. He's going to go to the line to shoot 2. And the foul against Jason Payne, our first foul of the game against Jeff West. Here's Michael Jensen, 5'10 junior, a 62.5% free throw shooter on the year. 10 out of 16 at the line, and his first free throw short. A 2-2 tie, 6:12 to go first quarter. And these two teams playing 3 times a year ago, but it was Hiawatha who got the win in the first round of Substate by 2 points. Another miss there, rebound for Holthaus, so an 0-for-2 trip there for Michael Jensen, and we stay deadlocked at 2 apiece, 2 minutes into the game. Here's Brown, left side on the wing, gets a ball screen, mid-range game, left it short from the free throw line. Offensive rebound, though, for Payne, and he sticks it back up and in. Second chance for Jason Payne, and the Tigers take a 4-2 lead at 5:45 to go in this opening period. Morton touching a pass to Boswell. He's hammered at the top of the key, and a foul is called. Second foul against the Tigers. This one against Connor Rich, his first. 5:42 to go opening quarter, a 4-2 start advantage for the home team, Jeff West Tigers. The record of 3-4 overall. Again, they have lost 3 straight games, coming off a loss at Silver Lake on Tuesday night, 74-55. Here is Boswell, left side on the wing, closed out quickly by Rich. Good matchup there. Now Morton up top with it, guarded by Kyle Herman. Gets it back here to Boswell, in between the rings, out high. Jensen a touch on the right wing, 1 dribble right, now skips it back to Morton, left side of the floor. Post touch, turning, up, nice dump down. Kessler trying to fight through it, and a foul on the floor. That was a good pass from Stephen Morgan to Kessler, but a Jeff West foul. That's their third already, in the second on Jason Payne. So that calls in the first sub, and senior Mason McCollum, who's going to have to check in again for Payne, who just picked up his second foul, not quite 3 minutes into the game. They dump it down to Kessler. Pass was too strong, and a Hiawatha turnover. Trying to push in transition, and Rich pulling up from the left block and knocking it down from a short range. Connor Rich makes it 6-2, Jefferson West. Just past 3 minutes into this opening period. Here's Jensen getting into the paint, kicking right. Stephen Morgan a 3, way too strong. And gathering that rebound, Tucker Holthaus, his second board collection here in the opening minutes. A 6-2 start at home for Jeff West, trying to snap a 3-game skid. Hiawatha coming off a loss, or excuse me, coming off the win against Rossville. And a 3 is delivered by Daniel Brown from the right wing. 4 of the 5 starters have already scored for Jefferson West, and a 9-2 lead here at home as we're at 4:20 to go in this opening quarter. Boswell straight down the middle of the floor, took it all the way to the rack, and draws what now is the 4th team foul against Jefferson West. So they get McCollum, who just checked in. So now Page advantage in that department for Hiawatha. 1, you put a really good free throw shooter at the line in Boswell. 90% on the year.
And you jinxed it.
Yeah, there it is. The announcer jinx. It is on cue. It is perfect. 9 times out of 10. Well, Boswell was 10 of 11 prior to that miss. His second. Good shooters ain't going to miss 2 in a row. Boswell goes 1-for-2, makes it 9-3. Tigers with the ball, 6-point advantage. Just over half the first quarter still remaining. Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Thanks for hanging with us here on KNCA. Good defense by Kessler. Comes away with a blocked shot. And Morton gathers the miss there off that tip shot. Morton into the front court from left to right. Angles right towards the wing. Still using the dribble. Now going baseline. Gets to the block. Kicks it to Stephen Morgan. 1 step left. Now Boswell hesitates to the elbow. Back up top to Stephen Morgan. Little jab step on Brown. Between the legs. Working inside. Throws it up. Short. But a foul called. And free throws coming up once again here. This time for Braylon Stephen Morgan, the 6'4 sophomore. Already 5 fouls here in the quarter on Jeff West. The first one there against Daniel Brown. And Stephen Morgan, a even 50% at the line coming in. He buries the first one here tonight. And his first point tonight. Game against Troy earlier this year, he dropped 17 points. But he stepped over the line here, and that second one will not count. So essentially 1-for-2 there for Stephen Morgan, and that makes it 9-4. Tigers with the ball up 5, 3:35 and counting, opening quarter. Here is Rich into the front court. McCollum, right side pass. Here it goes to Holthaus. Back up top, here's Herman. Left side once again to Connor Rich. Rich, a little give and go. McCollum lost the handle, gets it back. Here's Rich again. Nice pass again to McCollum. Blocked from behind by Stephen Morgan, and he's whacked in the face, and that stops the play. And they're checking on Braylon Stephen Morgan to make sure he's okay. He got whacked in the face after blocking that shot of McCollum from behind. And he is okay. So Hiawatha gets the possession back near midcourt, down 9-4 at 3:15 to go in this first quarter. Jeff West started the year 3-1. They have lost 3 straight since, most recently at Silver Lake on a Tuesday night. Hiawatha team's been off since last Friday, where they picked up a very good win against Rossville, 57-55. But yet still sit here with a record of 2-5 tonight. Here is Stephen Morgan stopping. Good defense by Holthaus. They get it back to Jensen up top. Puts it on the dribble. Gets all the way to the bucket. A little English, but it rolls out. Kessler, the offensive rebound. Stick back in the foul. Lane Kessler, big body down low, and a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Another foul against Jeff West. And the second already on Mason McCollum. Kessler, a 50% foul shooter. See a Hiawatha sub here. Braden Newell is going to check in, a senior. And Stephen Morgan will, a little bit of a breather. And Kessler trying to cap off a three-point play here. His free throw is on the way. Too strong, but an offensive rebound there for Boswell to keep the possession alive. 9-6 our score, 2:38 clock moving first quarter. One-handed pass here right side to Jensen, trying to get a post touch. Instead it goes up top to Kessler, left side to Morton now on the wing, closed out by Holthaus, has the dribble, finally using, works it back top of the key to Boswell. They close out quickly, his pass to Jensen in the corner, sails out of bounds, and a Red Hawks turnover. Third turnover here in the quarter for Hiawatha, sub into the game. Or Jeff West, we'll see a senior Nicholas Herman on the floor. First minutes for him tonight. Deuces across the board time-wise. 2:22, now clock moving. First quarter, 9-6, Jeff West here at home. Have the possession, Rich right side, guarded by Jensen. They want a post-touch to Holthaus. Jensen comes away with a steal, and then he's immediately fouled and is going to shoot free throws. Not an ideal scenario there for Jeff West on the turnover and the foul. And Jensen's going to shoot two on the other end. Fouls piling up against Jeff West here in the first quarter. And that was the first one called against Tucker Holthaus. Jensen at the line. First freebie is up and in. Jensen now 3 in the quarter. Already his 4th attempt at the line. He's 1-for-3 so far. Trying to get it to a one-point game, and hits the rim twice and falls through, and he does. 4 for Jensen, and it's 9-8. A little bit of a spurt here by Hiawatha to get back to within 1 at 2 minutes to go until the end of the first quarter. Here's McCollum back to the basket, curling around the paint, kicking right. This is Herman in the corner, lost it on the wing, gets it back to Rich up top, guarded by Jensen. A 9-8 score, Jeff West by a singular point with the basketball late first period. Here's Rich. Wants a ball screen from McCollum. Got it. About a 5 out of 10 on the screen scale. And now a little floater. Short right side. Missing. Hit the rim twice. Fell off to Kessler's hands. His second rebound. Now a chance for Hiawatha to take the lead with 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Morton. 2 steps in front of midcourt. Guarded by Nicholas Herman. Works it left. Stops on the wing. Back up top to Braden Newell. Seeing his first minutes here tonight. Here's Morton. Working on Brown. Oh, hesitation. Gets to the rim. Nicely done. Ethan Morton for 2. His first bucket tonight gives Hiawatha the lead at 10-9 at just over 60 seconds to go in the period. Rich wants another McCollum screen. Gets it. There's the roll. Lost it inside. Picks it back up. Kicks it out to Brown. working on the right wing. Picks up the dribble there. Gets it back up top here to Holthaus, who works it back towards the top of the key. With now 51 seconds and counting left in the quarter. Holthaus looking for a little two-man game here alongside Rich. Rich has the ball. There's the cut. There's the shot. And it's a little strong off the heel. Good idea. Just Holthaus couldn't finish. And Kessler couldn't grab the rebound. It stays here with Jeff West. Now 41.3 seconds to go. We'll see Connor Kettler into the game. And also Stephen Morgan back in for Hiawatha. And then coming in as well, a junior and Cooper Watkins for the Tigers of Jeff West. Holthaus a breather for the Tigers. A one-point Redhawks lead. Here's Rich in the corner, 40 seconds and counting. Works it into the lane, dumps it down to McCollum. Wants a little post work, puts it up, and just trickles off the rim. He gets his own rebound, and then it's rejected as Jensen gets it up the floor. And now a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. Nice job there by Connor Rich to draw the charge. And that one against Jensen, his second and the fourth turnover here in the quarter for the Redhawks. Now 26 and a half seconds left. Well, head coach Brady Jasper appears to not agree with that call. One-point game, 18 seconds left in the quarter. Redhawks holding that very slim advantage. Here's Rich, right in front of midcourt, near sideline. Works it far side of the floor. Stops on the right wing. 7 seconds to go. Good defense here by Kettler. Still playing good defense, and there it is, a five count and a turnover. How about that from Connor Kettler off the bench, forcing a turnover with just under 4 seconds to go. So now an opportunity for the Redhawks. You got about a pass in. Oh, I'm not sure what happened. They threw it away. Rich gets it to Brown at the buzzer, gets it to go, and a monstrous swing to end the quarter. A turnover by Hiawatha leading to an easy bucket for Daniel Brown, who's got 5 and appeared to be a Redhawks lead at the end of one, turns into a Jeff West 1 point end of first quarter lead. Tigers at home 11 and 10 for Hiawatha. We'll take a timeout. Second quarter action coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know January is Cervical Health Awareness Month? At Holton Community Hospital, we're dedicated to helping you stay healthy. Regular pap tests and HPV vaccines are your best defense against cervical cancer. And our family medicine clinics are here to make it easy for you. Schedule your screening today with one of our trusted providers at one of our family medicine clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
We all make plans for the future. Like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tightly contested first quarter between Hiawatha and Jeff West in a one-point game as we start quarter number two. 11-10, Tigers at home getting a last-second bucket from Daniel Brown to close the first quarter to give them the lead back. But the Redhawks here, the opening possession of the second quarter. Here's Kettler, skip pass, Rich trying to get a steal, but he just can't get there in time. It's out of bounds. And a near turnover, but the Redhawks fortunate to keep the possession. 17 seconds in, down one. All five starters scoring in that first quarter, splitting up the 11 points for the Redhawks. 4 from Michael Jensen to lead the way. Here's Morton into the front court, left to right, hands it off to the mentioned Jensen. Gets it up top to Stephen Morgan, guarded by McCollum. Going between the legs, wants to go to work, gets to the block, off the window, but missing the shot. Halfway down and out, and a rebound for Cooper Watkins and Jeff West, trying to take the lead back. Early portions of quarter number two. Here's Connor Rich with it. One-handed bounce pass up top here to Nicholas Herman. Gets it off to Max Tuck, who's earned some playing time here tonight. Nice up and under move, and Tuck the assist. Finding Nicholas Herman for an easy basket underneath. And the Tigers now leading by a triple. It's 13-10. We've played 60 seconds here in the second quarter. Morton crossing over, getting to the elbow, turning, getting it back up top to Kettler, who goes right back to Morton, left side on the wing, closed out by Max Tuck, a sophomore. Trying to go baseline, now spinning, fading, firing, and connecting on a fadeaway jump shot. Nicely done by Ethan Morton, who's got four. And it's back to a one-point game, 13-12 in favor of Jeff West with the ball. 6:35 to go until halftime. Here's Tuck with it, right side to Rich, a little bit towards the corner, gets a McCollum screen, steps back for a long two, and he got it to go. Connor Rich, a long two. His foot was barely on the line. He's got four in the half. It's 15-12. Lead back to three for Jeff West here at home. Here's Morton with the basketball. Hesitation to the rack. Got it to go. Tough finish for Ethan Morton, and he's got two early buckets here in the second quarter. Six in the game. 15-14. Back and forth we go. 2 minutes into this second quarter. Rich trying a long two. Halfway down and out. Fighting for the rebound inside. A tie-up is called. And a good job by Cooper Watkins to keep that possession here for Jeff West as Lane Kessler is back into the game for Hiawatha. This will be Cooper Watkins to throw it in. Left side of his own backboard, just south of 6 minutes to go until halftime. Here is Tuck, top of the key, left side pass to Rich. 15-14 our score. Jeff West with the ball in the one-point lead. Here's a three on the way. Cooper Watkins, strong off the heel, tipped out near the three-point line. Morton finally comes away with it and wants to go coast-to-coast. Hard foul, and he'll shoot two. Foul's going to be on Tuck. Went up strong on Morton. Nearly got the and one, but Morton's going to shoot two, and he's off to a strong start here in quarter number two. Ethan Morton, 6 points here in the first half, couple of rebounds, his first opportunity at the line. A 77% foul shooter, his first free throw out, no good. Well, Morton also averaging over three assists and two steals per game, along with the four rebounds a contest, and 12.3 points per game. So a solid stat line for the 5'11 junior here so far this season. Trying to tie the game if he can knock in this second free throw. And he can't do so, he missed them both. And a rebound for Daniel Brown and Jeff West. Still 15-14 Tigers, 5.5 minutes to go in this first half. Tuck right back to Brown, high right on the wing, up to Holthaus, top of the key, left side it goes now to Watkins. Closed out by Kessler, and Brown trying to chase it down and had it knocked away right at midcourt, somehow salvaging the possession, and now Holthaus resetting up top with Connor Rich, the senior guard. Working it around the perimeter. We have hit 3 minutes in, now 5 to go in this second quarter. Jab fake there by Watkins, works it left to Holthaus in the corner. Closed down by Steven Morgan. Now puts it on the dribble, works it back to the wing. Now a baseline drive, tried to swing it to Tuck. Gets it off to Watkins in the corner for three. A little bit strong there. Good box out and rebound there for Steven Morgan and Hiawatha. 4:42 to go until halftime. Still 15-14 our score. It's been a grind and a physical effort on both sides here in the first half. Here's Morton, guarded by Tuck, working on the right wing. Man-to-man defense here for Jeff West. Good dump down. Morton the assist. Too easy for Braylon Steven Morgan. His first field goal, he's got three. Beautiful pass and assist there by Morton. And the Redhawks take the lead back at 16-15 at just under 4:20 to go in the half. Left side, here's Rich. Little fake. Holthaus the screen, trying to hesitate inside. Nicely done by Connor Rich, who's got six. Took the screen and got to the rack and laid it in from the left side. And the Tigers retake the lead 17-16. Halfway in, halfway to go here in quarter number two. Going to be a foul on the perimeter there. I think against Tuck, a blocking foul working on Morton. Michael Jensen checking back in here for the Redhawks. And Ethan Morton, a breather here. Good start for him in this game. Boswell to throw it in. Still looking and gets it in to Carson Henry, who has checked into the game for the Redhawks. Jensen struggling, looking for Henry, gets it there, gets it all the way to the rack. Block is rejected at the rim by Daniel Brown. What a block. And now the Redhawks get it back off the steal. And a bounce pass to Kessler. Ball fake, shot is no good, but a foul. What a sequence there. Daniel Brown pinning that shot against the backboard. Jeff West had the crowd firing there, but they immediately turn it over, and it leads to Kessler. to get to the line to shoot two. The foul was on Daniel Brown, his second. And Kessler, 2 points, couple of rebounds here early on. His first freebie, no good. Now 0 for 2 at the line. Stays 17-16. Chance to tie it here if he can knock this one through. And he does so. That one pure. 17-17, deadlock tie. 3:35 to go in this first half. You missed it. The Hiawatha girls, a 7-point win in game one. Nice drive, good kick. Watkins open in the corner for three, hits the rim, and just finally trickled out. It was halfway down, and now a foul on the rebound attempt, I think against Jeff West, as Jensen was trying to run down that miss. And Holthaus picks up his second foul. So you got Brown, Rich, Holthaus, and Payne, Tuck, Holthaus, and Brown, and even McCollum. So you got five players with two fouls for Jeff West here. And there's Holthaus, a steal at midcourt. He goes coast to coast. Easy finish. Four now for Holthaus. A turnover by Hiawatha. The lead back to Jeff West at 19-17. Just under now 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's Jensen working left side. Picks up the dribble. Hands it off here. Curl. Oh, rejected by Holthaus. Good gravy. What a play. But getting it back is Boswell, and now it's lost. Another Hiawatha turnover here, and a foul on the runout by Holthaus. Boy, a couple emphatic blocks for Jeff West here in the last minute and change. The foul on Boswell, his first. And subs back in. Ethan Morton is in. Kyle Herman checks back in as well for Jeff West. 19-17, the Tigers lead at 2:42 left in the half. Holthaus to throw it in, just bouncing it right up near midcourt to Brown. Daniel Brown, a senior, leading scorer for this Tigers team, blew up for 25 in the season opener and a loss at Valley Falls. He's been as consistent of an offensive player for the Tigers. He lost it, though, on the baseline, and he turns it over. Five turnovers now for Jeff West. A two would tie it. A three would give Hiawatha the lead back here late in the second quarter. Here's Boswell. He's been quiet. Up top to Kessler. Works and looks right. Dumps it to Morton in the corner that direction. Using the dribble now back into the paint. Stepping back. Fading away off 1 foot. Difficult shot, but a offensive rebound right into the hands of Stephen Morgan, who puts it up and in. Five and a half for the 6'4 sophomore Stephen Morgan. Ties it up at 19 apiece at just south of 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's Tuck, right side. They get it to Kyle Herman, who's open for three. That is an air ball. Brown saving it. And it's going to be out of bounds. And Brown saved that possession for Jeff West with a good hustle play. So we're down to 1:42 left in the half. 19-19 tie. Holthaus to Brown, deep into the backcourt. Going between the legs, wanting a Holthaus screen. Hop steps in the paint. A lot of contact. He'll draw the foul. He'll shoot two. First opportunity for the senior Daniel Brown at the line. Chance to break off the 19-19 tie with 93 seconds remaining in the half. Foul was on Kessler, his first. Team foul number two in the first freebie. Is good for Brown. He's got six here in the first half. Gives the Tigers a 20-19 lead. Cooper Watkins back into the game. Also Mason McCollum is back in as well for Jeff West. Leading by a one, trying to add, and Brown does so. Daniel Brown, 7 points, leads all scorers, 21-19. Jeff West here at home. As Morton going to be casual with it from left to right into the front court. It has been back and forth throughout. Here's Morton, picks it up. Boswell a touch right side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble once left. Now skips it that way to Jensen. Stephen Morgan, an open look for three. That one a little bit too strong. A backside rebound for Nicholas Herman. Jeff West trying to add to a two-point lead here late in the first half. Here's Tuck. Beautiful pass. Had the right idea, but it was taken away by Morton. Good steal. Six turnovers now for Jeff West. Boswell to Morton into the front court. Here's Jensen. Working around the arc. Dives into the paint. Stops on the elbow. Morton tees up a long three short. Another rebound for Nicholas Herman. 45 seconds and counting until halftime. Tigers leading by two with the ball. Shot inside. No. Tipped away. And Stephen Morgan, the defensive rebound there for Hiawatha. And now 35 seconds to go. Let's see how Hiawatha wants to handle this final stretch of the first half. Down by two at 21-19. Here's Boswell. There's a cut. Kessler didn't see him. And the Redhawks want to play, but they get Boswell open. Couldn't make the three. And a foul on the rebound attempt going against Hiawatha. And they get Stephen Morgan over the back. And that will be the final foul to give at 19 seconds to go in the half. And a timeout for head coach Joe Smith and Jeff West at 19.2 seconds to go. It's a 30. Keep it right here. Again, our timeouts all season long brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Brandon Salmon, we got Paige, we got Leah, we got Chance in studio. And well, we expected a tightly contested game, both sides. Girls' game was, and through near two quarters of play in the boys' game, that's exactly what we got.
Kind of in oh my goodness gracious, I don't stop using that word. Kind of an odd moment right now as Cameron Boswell only has 1 point in the first quarter. Last game, I believe he had 3 threes in the first quarter, and so he has not had a lot shooting so far. But Ethan Morton has stepped up, and so has Braylon Stephen Morgan. So even though Hiawatha's main 3-point shooter is not hitting, we still have other players stepping up. But for Hiawatha, you know you'd like to get Boswell on the mark tonight.
Well, he had a good look just a moment ago from the left corner, and he'll take that all day long if your head coach Brady Jasper just couldn't get it to go. Out of the timeouts, head coach Joe Smith drawing up what he is hoping is the final play of the half. 19 seconds to go. Jeff West gets it in. Here's Tuck into the front court, far sideline. 13 seconds left. Up top to Rich. Left side pass to Brown. Now 10 seconds. Holding at the right hip. Puts it on the dribble. Crossing back over left. Spins in the lane. 5 seconds. Tuck in the corner for three. Way too strong. Morton gets the rebound, and that'll take us to halftime. Well, tightly contested indeed, and we got a good one brewing here through the first two quarters. At home, Jefferson West 21, Hiawatha 19. Halftime show next brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Talk about this a little bit more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
boys game at the half here at Jeff West. Tigers at home, a slender two-point lead over Hiawatha, 21-19. It's been back and forth throughout, and expecting that before the game started, and at least two quarters in, that's what we got. Two pretty evenly matched teams here on KNZA tonight. Again, the Red Hawk girls victorious in game number one, 48-41. And now the Red Hawk boys trailing here at Jeff West at the half, again, 21-19. Brandon, Paige, Leah, Chance all with you here on KNZA and the Hiawatha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Our halftime show again brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Let's get you some first half numbers. Again, not a ton of scoring on either side, but we'll start with Jeff West. They got 7 in the first half from Daniel Brown. That leads all scorers in this game. They got 6 as well from Connor Rich. They got 4 from Tucker Holthouse, and then they got 2 apiece from Jason Payne and Nicholas Herman. Scoring for Hiawatha tonight, Ethan Morton has 6 to lead the way. Braylon Stephen Morgan has 5. They got 4 from Michael Jensen. They got 3 from Lane Kessler. They also got 1 point from Cameron Boswell. Some of the other numbers in the first half, the turnovers have been good for both sides. Just 7 for Hiawatha and just 6 turnovers for Jefferson West. Right now, not a lot of rebounds to be had as Hiawatha is out-rebounding Jeff West 12-11. Hiawatha does have the advantage in terms of free throws shot in the first half. Redhawks got to the line 13 times in the first half, but they only collected 5 of those attempts. Jeff West only at the line 2 times in the first half, but they knocked down both of those attempts by the senior in Daniel Brown. In our score at the half of the boys' contest tonight, Jeff West at home leading Hiawatha 21-19. Another timeout, more halftime coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I keep quitting and I have to keep restarting. I don't know why.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime show continues here at Jeff West tonight. Tigers holding a slim lead against Hiawatha, 21-19. Paige alongside Brandon, Chance, Leah. Appreciate everyone helping out. Whether you're dialed in on 103.9 KNZA or the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, we appreciate the viewership and listenership as well. I know that's not a word, but we just said it anyway, so that is how we do things here tonight on KNZA. Expected a great game, and not a lot of scoring to come by. The teams have been good, not turning it over a whole bunch, and just balanced across the board. Everyone kind of chipping in with a few points here and there, and two pretty evenly matched teams, and just kind of expecting it to stay the pace there in the second half.
I'm expecting for Hiawatha to come out with a man-to-man defense, keep being aggressive. Even though they're only down 2, I can tell that all the boys are really wanting to win this game, and there's been a lot of contested shots. No shot has been easy for the Redhawks, and even the ones that have been open, unfortunately, they haven't been finding much luck behind the arc. For Hiawatha, they're going to need to be consistent in the post as well, as that's where we're finding most of our luck. Braylon, Steve Morgan, Lane Kessler, both standing at 6'4". They should be able to make some impact in the post as they have some pretty good size comparison with Jeff West. So for Hiawatha, just keep pounding it into the post and hopefully Steven Morgan and Kessler can get some buckets up.
Well, for Hiawatha, at least for me, kind of what I'm seeing is they need to get some more looks from the outside, and I think you could credit Jeff West what they're doing defensively. They're running the shooters off the line. Boswell, I believe, only had 1 3-point attempt in that first half. I think Ethan Morton got up one shot from the left wing at one point. So the Red Hawks, again, typically a pretty good three-point shooting team and certainly a team that likes to shoot a lot of threes, have not had many looks from the outside. So I think they're going to try to find some ways to maybe get Boswell and maybe Morton a little bit more involved from the outside, two leading scorers, again, alongside Michael Jensen. But, again, I think you credit Jeff West what they have done, really pushing this Red Hawks team off the three-point line and really making it kind of muddying up the game really throughout. But excited to see what these two teams do and adjust out of the halftime break. And, you know, we expected a good game, and through two quarters, that is exactly what we have. We'll take a final timeout. Again, Jeff West at home leading Hiawatha 21-19. Final two-minute timeout. Second half is coming up next.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meats meet satisfaction.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNCA. Good one here in the boys' contest tonight at Jeff West. The expectations was a close game, and that is what we got going into the start of the second half. Again, Leah and Paige alongside with the Hiawatha Channel, ChanceLink studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman. Not a lot of scoring to come by, 21-19. In favor of Jeff West at home. We switch sides of the floor. Red Hawks, the opening offensive possession, now going from right to left. Boswell dumps it in to Morton, and we are underway. Quarter number three. There's a high touch for Stephen Morgan. Morton, a ball fake. Kessler underneath. Beautifully done. Morton, the assist. And Kessler, the first bucket of the second half. He's got five, and that ties it up. 21 apiece at 20 seconds into this third period. Here's Daniel Brown. Tough chest pass into the corner. Boswell, nice defensive close out there. Here's Connor Ridge teeing up a right corner three. That one a little bit strong, but tipped into the hands of Holthouse to keep it alive. And then his second chance with the left hand is in off the window. Tucker Holthouse now with six on three buckets, 23-21. Jeff West back up by two at 45 seconds into the quarter. Here's Jensen. Touch up top, now Boswell, bouncing one, a little casual with the bounce, lost underneath, and a turnover by the Red Hawks. A steal for Jeff West, trying to add to a two-point lead. Brown steps into a three, halfway down and out, and a rebound for Stephen Morgan. Would have brought the house down. Here's Jensen working into the right corner. Ball faked by Morton. Right back into the corner with Jensen. Lost it. Bodies hit the floor. And I think it's last touched by the Redhawks, and that's going to be a turnover, giving it back to Jeff West. Well, the Redhawks, two early turnovers here in the third quarter. 23-21, Jeff West by a deuce at 6:42 and counting in this period. Here's Connor Rich, backing down two defenders, gets it back on the go, kicks it to Holthouse in the corner, who lights up a three, left it short, and Stephen Morgan saved it in, not sure why he did that. That'll be an asterisk on the assist as Stephen Morgan threw it right back to Jason Payne under the bucket, who laid it in for two. 25-21, Jeff West by four. Good pass inside from Morton. Stephen Morgan, though, missed the shot. He was on the left block, had a good look, couldn't connect, Payne the rebound. And now Jeff West, the four-point lead and the little bit of extra momentum up the floor. Here's Rich, skipping one. Far side corner, it goes to Herman. Now Brown lines it up and delivers a left wing triple. And Daniel Brown, the first player into double figures with 10. And what a start here for Jeff West. In the third quarter, they have built a seven-point lead at 28-21. And Hiawatha and head coach Brady Jasper, he's seen enough of that. He's going to call a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 5:48 to go in this third quarter. The 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here again. 28-21. How about this start? A 7-2 spurt to give Jeff West this lead right now at 7.
For Hiawatha, they're going to hope that Jeff West gets them into positions where they can get to the line. I was looking at your stats over here to the right side. We have a pretty good free throw shooting as a team. And for Hiawatha, if they can draw fouls on Jeff West, it's going to keep the game keeping pace high. As in the first half, Jeff West had foul trouble with five players with two fouls. And so if they can draw fouls, that'll help them at least kind of maybe slow down the pace a little bit. As right now, they're causing turnovers because Jeff West is playing immaculate defense.
So right now, out of the timeout, Redhawks with the basketball, trailing by 7. At 28-21, good start for the Tigers here in quarter number 3, and they come out of the timeout set up in a 3-2 zone defense. Haven't seen a ton of zone defense tonight in this boys' game, but trying to change things up a little bit. Here's Boswell, no hesitation on a 3, front rim no, and an offensive rebound, though, by Kessler, gets it back up to Jensen, who's fouled on the putback attempt, and he will go to the line to shoot 2. Credit Lane Kessler, the offensive rebound to keep that possession afloat. Here's Jensen, who got off to a quick start early in the game. He's been quiet since the early couple minutes. He's 2-for-4 at the line, now 3 out of 5 as he knocks in the first and now has 5 points in the game, makes it 28-22. And he goes 2-for-2. 6 points for Michael Jensen, 28-23. Tigers lead is 5 at 5:20 to go in the quarter. Here's Connor Rich. Couple steps in front of midcourt, gets it right back from Brown, who then goes right back to Brown, works it in the lane, off 1 foot, one-handed shot, gets the touch. Nicely played by Daniel Brown, who's got a game-high 12 points, and they get that right back, and it's back to 7 at 30-23. We have played 3 minutes in this third quarter. We got 5 to go. Good hustle by Holthouse, knocking out that pass out of bounds, staying here with Hiawatha. And you look at both these teams next week after tonight, diving into midseason tournaments. Hiawatha going to be at the Thunder Classic, which we will have coverage all week. Starting on Tuesday with first-round matchups, Hiawatha getting Nemaha Central in the first round of that tournament. Boswell in the paint, reverse layup. Oh, it spins out. And a rebound for Kyle Herman. Just unlucky that time for Boswell inside. Another missed shot close. And a rebound for Ethan Morton. So back-to-back bunnies missed on either side. 30-23. 4.5 minutes to go. Quarter number 3. Tigers with the lead now on the defensive end. Oh, they set it up. Boswell, great look. Not there, but he gets his own rebound. Diving in, fading away. Spins one in there. Boswell just needed to see one go in, and he did so off the offensive rebound to get his team within 5 at 30-25, just north of 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Rich, faking on that screen attempt and hands it off to Holthouse, who had it knocked away, but tips it right back up top to Rich. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. A 5-point lead for Jeff West with the ball at home, knocked away, and a steal. Turnover by Jeff West. Boswell gets it up the floor. Nice ball fake. Easy finish for Braden Newell. His first bucket tonight makes it 30-27 and a 5-0 spurt, or correction, a 4-0 spurt here for Hiawatha to get back to within a single bucket. Here's Holthaus getting it to Brown, left side, had it knocked away, and Kessler comes away with a steal. They get it up the floor. Newell again lost it and almost saved it into the corner, but it's going back to Jeff West. Turnover by the Redhawks. Good hustle by Newell, just couldn't quite handle underneath. Cooper Watkins checking in. Mason McCollum checking in as well for Jeff West. 3:26 to go in this third quarter, and now head coach Joe Smith wants a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Three-point game here at Jeff West tonight. Tigers 30, Redhawks 27. 3:26 to go, quarter number three. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Daniel Brown leading Jefferson West with 12 points here tonight. And for Hiawatha, their leading score is Michael Jensen and Ethan Morton, both with six. Right now it's a 30-27 Jeff West lead here at home after this timeout. Past the halfway point of quarter number three. Tigers got out to an early run here to begin this second half, but Hiawatha's chipped away at it. And back to within three. Tigers out of the timeout with the basketball. And here we go. Back to it. Under 3.5 minutes to go in this quarter. And it's Connor Rich working it, angling right into the front court, getting a high ball screen from McCollum. Not much with it. Off to Holthaus, top of the key. Holding it high, spinning it through, gets it to Rich on the right wing. Man-to-man defense here by the Redhawks. Holthaus working inside the three-point line, now hopping, firing, and Watkins left that shot short. But an offensive rebound for Rich, and now a drive on a second attempt, and Brown's going to shoot two. Second chance opportunity there leads Daniel Brown to the free throw line. And the foul was on Kessler, his second, and just the first team foul on the Redhawks here in the third quarter. Daniel Brown, 12 points, game high on both sides, first free throw good. Mentioned earlier, he had 25 in their season opener in what was a loss at Valley Falls and entered tonight at 13 points a game, which he just hit after making that free throw right there to make it 31-27. He's perfect at the line and stays perfect at the line, now 4-for-4 with 14 points. 32-27, Tigers by five. We're just south of 3 minutes to go in the third. Long pass, Stephen Morgan up the floor, left block, and now a ball fake. Newell shot no, but he is whacked and fouled by McCollum, and that puts Braden Newell at the line to shoot two. Stops the clock at 2:46. McCollum picked up two early fouls in the first quarter and picks up an early foul here in the third quarter. Second team foul against the Tigers, Braden Newell. Actually going to be his first free throw attempts of the season. And his first one is good. Hasn't played a ton, averaging 2 points and four rebounds a game, but has 3 points here tonight. Trying to get it back to within three. And he does so by rattling in the second free throw attempt. 4 points for Braden Newell and a three-point lead for the Tigers at 32-29, 2:40. Clock moving, third quarter. McCollum screen, Rich hesitation underneath, reverse layup, good. Difficult finish for Connor Rich, and he's got eight. 34-29, lead back to five. We're exchanging buckets here. Last two-plus minutes, and now Brown comes away with a steal. He wants to go coast-to-coast, had it knocked away by Boswell, and Boswell picks up the foul. A few Hiawatha fans didn't agree, but that's going to put Daniel Brown at the line to shoot two once again. Brown, a game-high 14 points. He's perfect at the line, and announcer Jinx on cue there. So looking to go 1-for-2, now 4-for-5 at the line. Attempt number 6 coming up. Trying to add to this 5-point lead. He missed them both, and a rebound from Morton, and then he is immediately fouled by Brown. Tried to dive in to get his own miss, and Brown picks up his third foul. Big swing there. So it stays 34-29 at 2:19 to go in this third quarter. Jensen on the run, gets it up the floor. Newell's open for three, and he got one to go. Just the second three-point make of the season for Braden Newell. He's got 7 here in the third quarter, and it's 34-32. It's a two-point game. Coming back and missing is Rich on a floater left side. A rebound for Newell, who's trying to take over this third quarter for the Redhawks. All of a sudden, they can tie it here with a bucket or take the lead with a three. Newell gets to the elbow, stopping there, and back up top it goes to Morton with 1:48 to go. We are in the third quarter, and what is a two-point game. Here's a hard drive, shot no good, but a foul. Jensen back to the line and a chance to tie the game. Let's see who the Jeff West foul is on. And they get Holthouse with his third. So Brown and Holthouse, you could argue the two best players for Jeff West, each with 3 fouls. Jensen's first freebie, no good. That will call up Kyle Herman and Nicholas Herman. A pair of Hermans on the floor. 34-32, Jeff West at home. Buck 41 left, third quarter. Second free throw on the way is good this time for Michael Jensen. He's been to the line now 8 times in the game. 34-33, a one-point Tigers lead with the basketball into the front court. Looks like a zone defense right now for Hiawatha, 3-2 variety. There's a dart inside, back up top. This is Cooper Watkins. Kicks it left to Kyle Herman for 3, a little bit strong. Backside rebound for Ethan Morton. Morton up the floor, straight down the middle himself. Just over a minute to go in the quarter. Chance to take the lead here, and Morton drives. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound off the miss for Kyle Herman. Now Jeff West pushing the tempo. Here's Connor Rich, left side, into the corner. Gets it right back on the wing. And right back into the corner again. Herman fires and rattles in a 3. Kyle Herman from downtown, his first points tonight, makes it 37-33. And now just under a minute to go in the quarter. Big swing there and a big shot for the Tigers to now lead by 4. Here's Morton, dumps it in on the elbow. Steven Morgan spins left, up, and no good on the shot, but he'll shoot 2. Nice play inside for Braylon Steven Morgan, who was solid early in the game. He's been quiet for a little bit, but now a chance at the line. Stops the clock at 42 seconds. 37-33. Jeff West by 4, but Steven Morgan a chance to touch into that deficit a little bit here for Hiawatha. A wide stance. His first free throw up and in. 6 points in the game for the 6'4 sophomore. Kessler checks back in. Boswell gets a seat. A little more size on the floor here for Hiawatha. Jeff West will take off a little size. McCollum comes out, and Jason Payne is back in. 42.7 seconds remain in the quarter. 37-34. Still one freebie coming up here for Steven Morgan, and it rattles out no. So he goes 1-for-2. Rebound for Payne, who just checked in. 3-point lead for the Tigers. Into the front court. Casual. Far side of the floor, 35 seconds and counting. Here's Rich on the wing left, picks it up there, shuffles it inside, beautiful pass. Nicholas Herman, easy 2. 39-34, Jeff West, 23 seconds left in the quarter. Hiawatha should more than likely play for the final shot here. Here's Morton, working on the dribble left, little hesitation. Gets near the baseline, kicks it back out to Kessler on the wing. Now working inside in front of the free throw line. 8 seconds left, gets it back out to Morton. 5 seconds to go. They want a high ball screen. Doesn't use it. Goes left. Steps back. Hesitates. A deep contested 3. Missing off the front rim. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter. We got 8 minutes left. The game has been close from the jump. Excited to bring you the final 8 minutes. Jeff West at home, leading Hiawatha 39-34. A 60-second timeout. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Marker President of Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final 8 minutes here at Jeff West in our boys' contest. Tigers leading Hiawatha 39-34 as the fourth quarter now underway. And right out the gate, 10 seconds in, a whistle and a foul against the Redhawks. And picked up, number 23, that's Michael Jensen, his third. Something on the floor, and official moving it over to the sideline out of play. So 10 seconds in, a quick foul picked up by Michael Jensen, and now it's tipped out around the arc. Tigers reset here with a five-point lead. They led by one at the end of one. They led by two at halftime, and they built it to a five-point lead here to start the fourth, and now it's lost inside, and a couple bodies hit the floor. It's going to be a tie-up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Hiawatha. So Jeff West, a 22-second fourth quarter opening possession, and they turn it over. That's just their ninth turnover of the game. Both teams have been good in that department, which was not the case in the girls' game. 50 combined turnovers in the girls' game, in which Hiawatha won 48-41. Redhawks down five here in the early portions of the fourth, trying to chip away. Jensen left his feet, able to get it back out to Morton. Now up top here to Stephen Morgan. Working left with the dribble, stopping on the wing, had it knocked away, and a steal, pickpocket there, turnover Hiawatha, and a reverse layup is missed, no good. It was kind of an awkward shot, rebound for Braden Newell. Opportunity missed there for Jeff West. Now Stephen Morgan driving, putting down the shoulder, missing the shot, gets his own miss, and a second chance, no good. Tipped out of bounds, it's going to stay here with the Redhawks. Boy, Stephen Morgan had a great look off his first miss. Couldn't get him to go. He's going to come out as Boswell checks in. We have played 102 of this fourth quarter. Still 39-34, a five-point Jeff West lead. Morton to throw it in for the Redhawks into the right corner to Kessler. Now back up top to Jensen. Now Boswell right corner, dribbles out to the wing. Now back top of the key, Ethan Morton in between the rings out high. Tigers man-to-man here defensively. Boswell looking inside for Kessler, but he was front guarded by Payne. Now Morton down to Kessler, threw a couple of bodies, good defense, and a block shot for Jason Payne. Into the corner, Nicholas Herman back up top. This is Payne diving in straight away, kicks it right, three on the way. It's an air ball. Backside rebound for Newell. Boy, Braden Newell's played some good minutes here in this second half. 6:20 to go in the game, still a five-point lead. Morton drives and will draw the foul. He'll shoot two. Nearly got it to go. And check the Jeff West foul here. It's on Kyle Herman, his first. And both teams have picked up a foul. Not quite 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. So finally a chance. See if we can get our first points of the fourth quarter. And not quite yet. First free throw off to the right. No good by Morton, who is now 0-for-3 at the line tonight. He was 77% coming in. 6 points and five rebounds in tonight's game. He has been quiet. One of the leading scorers for the Redhawks at just over 12 a game. Second free throw, missed them both. That one short. Boy, missed opportunities at the line tonight for Hiawatha. So it stays 39-34. We're coming up on the two-minute mark. At least played. Still 6 minutes to go in this game. Here's Brown working with the dribble. Had it knocked away. Good hustle by Morton, and he causes a turnover. Great defense by Morton. Last touch by Brown. Second turnover here in the quarter by Jeff West. So still 2 minutes in, still 39-34. Both these teams trying to gather a little momentum into the midseason tournaments next week. Jeff West will be at Valley Falls. Hiawatha will be at the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central. Jensen bumped and fouled on the perimeter by Connor Rich. That'll be his second, team foul number two. 5:49 to go. The Red Hawks with Boswell near sideline to throw it in. Holthouse jumping a little bit to try to cause some issues. Boswell still has to get it in. Does so top of the key to Morton. Man-to-man defense for Jeff West here. 5:45 clock moving in this fourth quarter. Tigers still leading by five. Morton driving, stopping on the blocks. Gets by a double team, threw up a wild shot, no good. Kessler there to stick back up and in off the rebound. Seven in the game for Lane Kessler, and our first points of the fourth quarter come at 5.5 minutes left, and it's 39-36. It's down to a three-point game. Rich sidesteps, layup, beauty. Finished with the right from the left side block. And Rich gets that one right back. He's into double figures with 10, 41-36 at 5:10 to go in the game. Here's Boswell, high left, puts it on the dribble against Holthouse towards the corner, picks it up there, has to spin away from some trouble, still has to get away from it, and before a five count, Coach Jasper has to burn a TO. At 4:59 left in the game. Check to see if it's a full or a 30. Official waiting. The full timeout. We'll follow suit. We'll take a tie 30. 5 minutes left in the game. Right now, Jeff West leading by five. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5 minutes left in this fourth quarter, 41-36. Jeff West here at home in a battle with the Red Hawks of Hiawatha here on KNZA. We got Brandon, we got Leah, we got Paige, we got Chance in studio. Don't forget, after all the action tonight, 92.1, 103.9, and Care 93.7, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Those two are just a dynamite combination on Friday night. We'll continue to recap. It was a lighter night in terms of our area teams in action, with the TBL not really doing much tonight, with the tournament starting tomorrow. And Frankfurt right out the gate. Kessler inside for two. Kessler nine in the game, and it's a three-point lead again for the Tigers. 41-38, well drawn up by Coach Jasper out of the timeout. Here's a shot. Jason Payne, beautifully done inside the free throw line, and they get it right back as Payne now has 6 points. 43-38, exchanging buckets out of the timeout. 4.5 minutes left in the game. Here's Jensen on the block, curling back to the free throw line. Boswell, right side on the wing, wanted it but didn't take it, and now he throws it away. Trying to find Kessler on the block, and just the pass a little bit too low, about shin high. Kessler, a big body, he's got to reach down low to get that, and he couldn't get it. Turnover by the Red Hawks. 4:20, clock moving in the fourth quarter. Tigers with a five-point lead here, 43-38. Here's Daniel Brown, top of the key, leading scorer in the game with 14. Now a whistle and a foul on the floor as Rich was cutting to the bucket from the left wing. I believe they get Jensen with this one, and that's going to be his third. Both teams, two fouls apiece here in the fourth quarter. Here's Brown, left wing on the inbounds pass. Up top it goes to Herman. Right back to Brown on the wing left. Deep on the wing. Now steps into a 19-foot J. That one off the right side of the rim and then saved by Rich, but saved right to Jensen, and then he is bumped and fouled. It was the right idea by Rich. Threw it off a Red Hawk, and then the foul is on Payne, I believe, and that was his fourth. 3:50 left in the game, 43-38. Red Hawks down five with the ball. Jensen in the right corner, hop steps, and throws a shot. They're going to say foul on the floor. Moans and groans from the Jeff West fans there. That's the fourth foul against Jeff West. So 3:42 left in the game. Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. The foul was on Rich, his third. Tried to dump it inside to Kessler, and it's tipped and taken away. Turnover by Hiawatha off the inbounds pass. The Tigers still up by five at 43-38 with 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Payne stepping in. Just hit one from there, and he did it again. Jason Payne with 8 points. Back-to-back buckets from the mid-range. And it's 45-38. Hiawatha wants a timeout to talk this over. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Again, our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. And right now, the advantage and momentum squeaking to the side of the home team in the white jerseys with Jeff West leading by 7, 45-38. As we are past the halfway points of this fourth and final quarter, it has been tightly contested throughout. And Jeff West, a win tonight would get him back to 500 on the year. And Hiawatha, the team that has played in so many close games, just trying to fight through and get one back before the midseason tournament next week. Again, they'll play Nemaha Central in that first round on Tuesday night, which we'll have for you right here on KNZA and also the Hiawatha channel. So we'll repeat this process from tonight on a Tuesday night.
You're going to be tired of me by then.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Now we're having fun. Well, again, big stretch coming up. 3:19 to go. Redhawks down now 45-38 out of the timeout. Let's see what Coach Jasper sets up here. And Daniel Brown a little handsy there and a foul on the perimeter, and that puts Hiawatha in the bonus. That is not a good foul for Daniel Brown. One, because it puts Hiawatha at the line. Two, there was nothing happening there. And three, now that's four for Daniel Brown. 3:13 left. Jensen at the line to shoot a pair. He's been there quite a few times tonight, and he knocks in the first. And he's got 8 points. Makes it 45-39. 3:13 to go. A lot of free throws being shot in this game for Hiawatha, and he connects on both and has 9 in the game. Back to a 5-point Jeff West lead, 45-40, just north of 3 minutes to go. And no shot clock here. Advantage in that aspect, at least right now, for Jeff West with the lead. Here's Holthaus, a right wing three. Tees it up beautifully. Tucker Holthaus with 9 in the game and a timeout for Joe Smith and company. Is it a foul? Game of cat and mouse right now between these two coaches. Appears to be a foul, so we'll follow suit. 2:55 left in the game. 8 points. Jeff West lead. We're back in 30 here on KNZA.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jeff West just called that full timeout right after Tucker Holthaus delivered a right wing three to give the Tigers a 48-40 lead here against Hiawatha at home. Final few minutes here of the fourth quarter. Here on KNZA, appreciate everyone hanging with us tonight. In the girls' final, went to the advantage of Hiawatha earlier tonight, 48-41. A win for Jeff West would earn a split in that regard. A 2:55 left in this game, out of the timeout, 8-point deficit for the Redhawks. And here is Morton into the front court, medium pace with the dribble. Left side pass to Jensen. Boswell, quick trigger for three, hits the front rim, and then the back rim on a second try. And the backside rebound off the miss for Rich. And now a whistle and a foul, I think, on Jensen here with a little frustration to that. That's going to be his fourth. But that was not the fifth foul, so I still think Hiawatha has a foul to give here. And that'll bring on Carson Henry, who's going to check in for Jensen again, who just picked up his fourth. 2:43 left in the game. An 8-point Jeff West lead, and they have the ball. Here is Rich. He takes it all the way, throws a wild shot. It was deflected, and I think one ref said it was tipped, and the call was changed, so Jeff West will keep it. Almost looked like he lost it out of his hands. But the near side official saying it was touched up, so Tigers fortunate to not lose that possession. 2:33 left in the game. They lead it by 8, throwing it in underneath their own basket. And Morton comes away with a steal off the inbounds. See if he wants to go coast to coast. Does so. Shot good. And the foul. Boy, a huge and one opportunity for Ethan Morton. He got the steal and then went coast to coast. And he's got 8. And the foul was on Nicholas Herman, his first. And again, past the foul limit. So the Redhawks in the bonus the rest of the way. Redhawks still have a foul to give on the other side. As Brown is back into the game for Jeff West. With a quick breather, he's got 4 fouls. Nicholas Herman, who just picked up that foul, heading towards the bench. 48-42, trying to get the third points on the 3-point play, and it's knocked in by Morton. 9 points for Ethan Morton, and it's back to a 5-point game with just under 2.5 minutes to go. 48-43, Jeff West. Here's Rich, bouncing it up top. The Kyle Herman, now right side to Watkins. Jab step, working on Kessler, gets in the lane, back up top to Holthaus, and then now left side on the wing to counter Rich. Trying to take as much time as possible. And right now it's down to the 2-minute mark. Here's Brown, working from the right elbow. Kicks it left. Ball faking is Watkins, swatted by Kessler. But it goes into the hands of Rich on the rebound. Now at 150. 5-point game, wasting a lot of time here, and now a whistle and a 5-count. That's a turnover. Well, the only positive there for Jeff West, they took a lot of time off, but Carson Henry, who just came in, forcing the 5th fourth-quarter turnover for Jeff West. Well, Paige, I don't know about you, but this is a big offensive possession for Hiawatha. 1:45 to go, they're down 5.
You have to imagine Jasper has a lot on his mind now. He probably has 2 or 3 different plays he's shouting out, and
well, here we go. A chance at it. Oh, misfiring on a 3, but an offensive rebound by Boswell to keep it alive. Morton back to Stephen Morgan, who missed that triple a moment ago. Here's Boswell. He's going to try and deliver a 3. Boswell quiet all night, but he knocks in a triple, and it's a 2-point game with a 1:20 to go. 48-46. Here's Rich into the front courts. He's hounded up top, and Morton might have got away with a foul there. No call, but Rich has it high left here. 65 seconds left in the game. Now Kessler pushing up. And Joe Smith wants a timeout, and he's wondering why those last couple of plays weren't a foul against Hiawatha. And I think he's got an argument there, but nonetheless, Tigers with the possession and the timeout. 61 seconds. We got a minute to go. And it's a 2-point game at 48-46. It's a full. We're going to keep it right here, though. Oh, and I said it was pretty much a must-need on that possession. Who else? Cameron Boswell, who's been quiet all night, finally delivers a left-wing 3, getting Hiawatha back to within 2.
Cam, we have 1 in the first half and finally getting some activity here in the second. I'd probably imagine that they're going to try to get him another shot. Now that he's kind of feeling himself, he's made a 3. He's probably taking a deep breath. They're like, okay, so I can make these shots. I'm an unanimous Big 7 last year player. You can make these shots. I imagine they're probably drawing up one for him, but they know that too. Jeff West knows that Boswell's a shooter, so they're probably also going to have another play right in the back pocket as they have in the past. But all of these games, it's just deja vu for the Redhawks. They've had post games, post games, post games.
That's been the theme for sure. Again, a few plays here and there, and you know, instead of maybe a 2-5 record, you could be looking at 3-4, 4-3, an overtime loss to Horton back in early December. A good win over a very good Morehill Mounts Academy team defending NEKL champs. A 3-point loss to Sabetha. 3-point loss to Holton. A 2-point win against Rossville last time out. So that's Redhawks team has played a lot of close games, and that has been no different here tonight. A minute left in the game. Here we go out of the timeout. Tigers leading 48-46 and now officially under a minute. Here's Connor Rich. Guarded by Henry. had it knocked away, and there's a whistle. There's the foul. I think head coach Joe Smith for Jeff West would have lost his mind if that wasn't called a foul. Hiawatha getting real physical here late. That was a foul to give, so checking the scores table here. They get Morton with the foul. They said number three for Hiawatha, but Kettler wasn't out there. So now it's officially on Ethan Morton, which for as many fouls as we've had, surprisingly enough, that's his first. 54.4 seconds remain. It was the final foul to give. So both teams in the bonus here, the final 54-ish seconds. Here's Daniel Brown. Gets it into the backcourt. Closed out by Morton quickly. Needs to get it across midcourt. 50 seconds to go, and there's the foul on Morton. Got him with the body right at midcourt. Now Brown's going to shoot two. 48.5 seconds to go. 48-46 Jeff West. Daniel Brown trying to add to it at the line for two. Monstrous free throws for Brown, who has a game-high 14 points and is 4 for 6 at the line. First free throw, nothing but bottoms. 15, his first point here in the fourth quarter, makes it 49-46. Michael Jensen, I think an offense for defense, if sub there for Coach Brady Jasper. One more free throw here for Brown, it's on the way, and it's good. Big free throws for Daniel Brown. Back to a four-point lead. 45 seconds to go. Morton picks up the dribble. And now a timeout called, which was almost a near turnover, but Coach Jasper got on the floor quick to avoid disaster. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 42 seconds left in the game. Jeff West by four. Back in a tight 30 here on KNZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, let's set you up. Under 45 seconds remaining in this game. Jefferson West leading Hiawatha by a score of 50-46. This was a one-point game for Jeff West after one. They led by two at the half, built it to a five-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and right now lead it by four. 42.1 seconds remain. There have been a lot of fouls. A lot of free throws shot by the Redhawks. This is, once again, a must-need possession here for the Redhawks down four. So out of the timeout, Boswell far side, dumps it into Morton across midcourt. Here we go, under 40 seconds now to go in the game. Four-point lead. Morton picks up on the right wing. Gets it back up top. Down to 32 seconds. Here's Jensen driving. Offensive foul. It was taken by Jason Payne. And Jensen fouls out the game on a huge call late. 29.8 seconds to go. Jeff West gets it back, still leading by four. Not free throws. It was an offensive foul. Another check at the scores table by the official. And so they got to get the sub in since Jensen fouled out and Newell's going to get the call. So again, a huge offensive foul. Fouled out Jensen, and the Tigers get it back with just under 30 seconds to go. They get it into Brown, and then he had it knocked away. It's still on the floor, and Kessler picks it up. What's the call? Did they get a travel here? They do. Kessler had the steal, and he's called for the travel. Wow. So that took about 8 seconds off the clock, 22 seconds left. 4-point lead for Jeff West. They have the possession back. They throw it into the backcourt. And there's the foul. It's going to be a blocking foul on Morton. He tried to sell the charge. That'll be Morton's second. Now Brown back to the line to build on this 4-point lead with now just 19.7 seconds remaining. Daniel Brown, a game-high 16 points. He is 6 of 8 at the line. And his first free throw here is good. Now with 17 points and a 5-point Jeff West lead, Redhawks are running out of time. A second free throw, good as well. Clutch down the stretch. 52-46 with under 20 seconds to go. Morton into the front court near side. Thought about a three, gets it off to Boswell, left side. He gets a good look, short, and out to Brown, who gets the rebound, and then he is called for a travel with just only 7 seconds to go, though. Well, Jeff West feeling it now. It is Hiawatha basketball, but again, they're down 6 with 6.8 seconds left. Boy, the charge call on Jensen was a huge moment late in this game. And a full timeout is quickly called, but we're going to keep it right here in what it appears, barring what would be an absolutely incredible finish. It appears like the Jeff West boys are going to survive, again up 6 with just 7 seconds left.
You gotta imagine that Jasper is, again, probably feeling it in his stomach, as all Hiawatha fans are. Very similarly to the game against Troy and the game against Sabetha, down a matter with, you know, 6 seconds left. There's not too much you can do to really come back in this game, but you might want to get another shot in. At least not lose by 6, you might lose by 3, you might lose by 4. Just don't make it seem as big as a loss, because it really isn't a bad loss at all by any means. It's been competitive throughout, it's been aggressive throughout. And the next time these two teams meet, I can imagine there's going to be fireworks again.
Well, again, it was close from the jump. I mean, it's been a tight game. Jeff West, you know, early on in this fourth quarter had built an 8-point lead. They had led at the end of each quarter. But, you know, just a 1-point lead after one, a 2-point lead at the half. They led by 5 going into this fourth and final quarter, built it up to 8, as we mentioned. Redhawks fought back, had a lot of opportunities. But just 7 seconds left, and they get it into Steven Morgan, who fires short on a 3. Kessler, though, there for a quick putback off the miss. But that's going to run it out, and that will, in fact, end the game. So Jeff West survives here at home. And survived to get back to 500 with a 52-48 win. We got our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, the Jeff West boys winning it 52-48. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Turns out to be a Big East League split here tonight at Jeff West. Hiawatha girls in game one, victorious 48-41. Another good game in the nightcap, but it was the Jeff West boys holding on 52-48. Here on KNZA. Again, one final time, Brandon Page, appreciate Leah, Chance in studio. We'll get you off and set for the scoreboard show here in just a little bit. But, again, just kind of the initial thoughts, you know, Page, on this game. We expected both games to be closed, and both games were certainly fun and competitive. But there's a lot of things you can look at here tonight for the Red Hawks. Again, missed opportunities, a lot of missed free throws, some big fouls down the stretch, that late charge call, which fouled Michael Jensen out of the game, and at that time it was a four-point deficit, and then it kind of flipped the script. Jeff West got down right after that, got points on the board via free throws, and again able to hold on from there. But all these games have been closed over the last couple of years, and no exception, but Jeff West here at home holding on.
I can imagine that Brady Jasper and the Red Hawks are going to be shooting a lot of free throws before they have to face Nemo Central, who, like you said, is 8-0. Coming into Tuesday, as they missed 12 on the night, and they shot a lot of free throws. It's not like they didn't shoot free throws and they missed 12. They shot a lot of free throws. I believe Michael Jensen had 9 trips in total by himself, and it's unfortunate that Hiawatha can do so well when it comes down in the stretch, but then have those mistakes, missed a charge foul, missed free throws, and simple mistakes that could have been the difference in this game.
And for a good three-point shooting team like Hiawatha, they only ended up with 2 made threes in the game, both in the second half. And obviously Boswell had that big one at the end. Ultimately didn't matter on the scoreboard, but for a team, again, that likes to shoot threes, I think Jeff West did a really good job of running the Red Hawks off the three-point line and really make it kind of an inside presence type of game. And again, Jeff West getting free throws down the stretch from Daniel Brown, who led all scorers tonight with 18. He made 4 straight free throws down in the final minute to help out with this Jeff West win. Again, 52-48, as, again, Jeff West now back to 500. That snapped a three-game skid. They get to 2-3 in Big East League play. And, for again, the Red Hawks, a lot of close games and another tough loss. They dropped to 2-6 and now 1-3 in Big East League play. Let's get you some numbers and get you out of here in a few minutes. But, again, Jeff West snapping a three-game losing streak with the win tonight. 18 points for Daniel Brown to lead all scores, scoring in all 4 quarters. By the way, think about this. He was the only guy that went to the free throw line for Jeff West. He shot all 10 of the Jeff West free throws, hitting on 80% of them. Obviously big down the stretch, but crazy to think that nobody else for Jeff West got to the free throw line in this game tonight. Connor Rich in double figures as well. He had 10. They got 9 from Tucker Holthaus. They got 8 from Jason Payne. They also got 3 from Kyle Herman. For the Red Hawks, they had 1 double-digit score. That was Lane Kessler with 11. He added 5 rebounds as well. They got 9 from Ethan Morton. They also got 9 from Michael Jensen, who fouled out late in the game. They got 7 from Braden Newell, who played some really good minutes off the bench in that second half push. They got 6 from Cameron Boswell, and also 6 points and 6 rebounds from Braylon Siebenmorgan. Some of the team numbers, Hiawatha, 17 turnovers, 25 rebounds, and as you mentioned earlier, Paige, 12 missed free throws in the game. And, you know, most coaches are going to tell you it's not just the free throws. There's other things that go into a loss. But, again, you lose by 4, and you miss 12 free throws, 14 of 26. You certainly have to kind of give it a look and see that is something you want to improve upon. But, nonetheless, 14 of 26 for Hiawatha in the game tonight from the free throw line. Jeff West, they turned it over 14 times. They collected 23 total rebounds. And as we mentioned a moment ago, Daniel Brown, the only person to shoot a free throw tonight for Jeff West. He went to the line 10 times, knocking down 8 of those 10, including 4 straight down the stretch in the fourth quarter to help with that win. And for that, Daniel Brown, our player of the game, here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. We'll get you off to the scoreboard show here in just a little bit with Jake and Boz. We'll have a recap of this one and also our other games broadcasted here across our networks tonight. But it turns out to be two good games, a split on both sides. Excuse me. It's the Hiawatha girls, game number one, holding on for a 48-41 win. And Jeff West just getting by, 52-48 in the nightcap. Get up next for both these teams. The girls are going to play regular season games next week. So Jeff West will play here at home against Perry Lecompton on Tuesday. Hiawatha won't play Tuesday, but then they'll go to Perry Lecompton on Friday. We're going to be at the Thunder Classic on Tuesday as Hiawatha will play in the first round against undefeated Nemaha Central. And for Jeff West, they are at the Valley Falls midseason tournament. They will open up that tournament on Tuesday night against Oskaloosa. So, again, appreciate Leah Page for the Hiawatha Channel. Chance, our studio producer. Stick around. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks a lot, Brandon. As you just heard, Hiawatha and Jeff West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as we're getting ready for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Plenty of things to recap here tonight. We got to